¿Quién es el más importante? Es la pregunta que se hacen los apóstoles mientras caminan junto a nuestro Señor. Jesús, en una continuación del Evangelio de la semana pasada, les enseña que debe sufrir y pasión, sobre lo cual ellos tienen miedo de preguntarle. Luego, mientras caminan hacia la casa de al lado, comienzan a discutir sobre quién es más importante. Entonces, Jesús les pregunta sobre qué están discutiendo, aunque él ya lo sabe, ¿verdad? Y entonces Jesús hace algo interesante. Toma a un niño y lo coloca frente a ellos. So who's the greatest? That's the question that the apostles are asking themselves when they walk together with our Lord. And in the continuation from last week's gospel, where Jesus is teaching that he must suffer his passion, his death, and undergo his resurrection, which they're actually really afraid to ask him about, then as they're walking to another place, to the next house, they begin to argue amongst themselves who is the greatest. Then Jesus asks them what they're arguing about, although he already knows what they're arguing about. Then Jesus does something interesting. He takes a child and he places it in their midst, in front of them. Y quiero hablar primero sobre qué son los celos y la envidia y qué nos hacen. La envidia es la tristeza al ver a bien de otro y el deseo inmediato de adquirir esos bienes para nosotros mismos. Es la tristeza al ver bien de otro. Así que esta persona tiene esta cosa o ese talento que yo quiero y quiero conseguirlo, incluso hasta el punto de tomarlo injustamente o dañar a esa persona, lo que lo convierte en uno de los siete pecados capitales. Dentro de nosotros despierta un sentimiento de odio hacia esa persona o nos hace sentir orgullosos creyendo en deberíamos tener más de lo que tenemos o que deberíamos ser mejores en algo de lo que somos. No estamos contentos ni agradecidos por lo que tenemos o por lo que Dios nos creó para ser. Generalmente, envidiamos a las personas que están en la misma esfera o nivel que nosotros. Por ejemplo, probablemente no voy a envidiar a un jugador de fútbol profesional, pero podría estar envidia de otro sacerdote. Es por eso que los apóstoles se envidian entre sí porque son cercanos en estatus y hacen cosas similares. So, I want to talk about what jealousy and envy is and what it does to us. So, envy is sadness at the sight of another's good. And it's the immediate desire to acquire those goods for ourselves. So, it's the sadness at the sight of another's good. So what it means is this person has this thing, has this talent that I want, or I want to get more of, and even if that means trying to take it unjustly in some way or trying to bring them down in some way, which makes it one of the seven deadly or capital sins. And inside of us, that stirs often a sense of hatred for the other person. It makes us feel prideful, believing that we should have more than we do, or that we should be better at something than we are, and we're not usually content or grateful at what we have or who God made us to be. Often there's a lot of shame, to be honest, that can go with that. And generally, we're envious of people who are in the same sphere, the same level that we are at something. So an example is that I'm probably not going to be envious of a professional soccer player because of their soccer skills, because I don't have those skills for one thing, and I'm not going to acquire those skills probably at this point in my life, but I might be envious of another priest, for example, or someone who is around the same era in life that I am. And that's why the apostles are envious of each other, because they're close in status, they're following Jesus, they're doing similar things, they might even have similar gifts and talents, or different ones even, that the others want. So they're arguing about who the greatest is. El efecto de la envidia es que nos hace perder la caridad por la otra persona. Y se convierte en pecado mortal, capital, si deseamos el mal en esa persona. El otro efecto es que perdemos nuestra paz interiormente porque nos frustramos por lo que nos falta en comparación con esa otra persona. Y nos impide alegrarnos a las cosas buenas que Dios está haciendo en nuestras vidas. Por eso nuestra segunda lectura de Apóstol Santiago señala que la guerra proviene de esta envidia que puede inflamar nuestras pasiones. A menudo pensamos en la guerra como algo causado externamente, de lo cual hay factores que contribuyen a eso, pero lo que lleva a la guerra son nuestras propias inclinaciones y pasiones pecaminosas. Entonces, ¿cuál es el remedio por todo esto? Bueno, volviendo a Jesús colocando al niño en medio de los apóstoles. Jesús les está diciendo a los apóstoles que para ser el más grande de todos, más importante de todos, deben ser el servidor de todos y deben recibir a este niño. Además, que recibe a ese niño también recibe a Jesús y al Padre. En el tiempo de Jesús, habría sido chocante comparar a Dios Padre con un niño. Porque en esa época, a los niños no se los trataba bien. Lo que Jesús les está enseñando es que ser el más grande, más importante, no consiste en hacer grandes cosas, sino en recibir grandes cosas. Eso es lo que hacen los niños, reciben. Los niños, especialmente los pequeños, dependen completamente de los adultos. Reciben lo que se les da y aprenden a recibir. So the effect of envy is that it makes us lose charity or love for the other person, especially if we try to bring that other person down in some way. But the other effect is that we often lose our interior peace. We get very frustrated when we compare ourselves to other people. There's a phrase in English that's comparing leads to despairing, oftentimes, because we're perceiving that that person has more than we do. And it prevents us from rejoicing in the good things that God is giving us in our lives. And that's what our second reading from the Apostle James is talking about. It's discussing about how war is caused. That war is often caused from inside of us, not just things that are outside, external things, like fighting over land or resources or whatever. That can be part of it. But oftentimes it's our sinful nature. It's the fact that we have envy towards other people. So what's the remedy for all this? Well, Jesus places the child in the midst of the apostles, and he's telling the apostles that to be the greatest of all, they must serve others, but also they must receive this child. And this is particularly controversial and very scandalous in Jesus' time, because Jesus is saying that whoever receives this child receives him and also receives the Father. And to compare God to a child at this time would have been very scandalous to the people of Jesus' era. Because children at this time didn't have the same rights that they do today. They were looked down upon in society. And so to compare God to a child and to receive like a child, that would not have been understood by people in Jesus' day or well taken. So what Jesus is teaching them is to be the greatest. It's not about doing great things, but it's about receiving great things. It's doing what children do. What do young children do? They receive. If you ever look around at young children, they're constantly running around. They're completely dependent upon the adults that are around them. And they're able to learn in ways that we can't learn because they just receive. That's all they do. They make mistakes. They're willing to do those things. They're completely dependent. And that's what we have to be. We have to receive. We have to be dependent like a child, which is hard for us adults to do. But that's what we're called to do. Nuestra importancia viene de nuestra capacidad de recibir los dones que Dios nos ha dado. Eso a menudo significa servir a la persona que está frente a nosotros y recibirla tal como recibiremos a un niño. Eso también incluye recibir la cruz. A menudo no elegimos el sufrimiento no es dado. Jesús recibió la cruz como un acto de caridad por nosotros. Él nos sirvió a todos sufriendo la muerte en la cruz por nosotros, por nuestros pecados, para llevarnos a la salvación. So our greatness comes from our ability to receive the gifts of God as given to us. That means serving whoever is gifted to be in front of us, but also it includes the cross. Jesus received the cross. We don't often get to choose what our suffering is that we receive. And Jesus was able to take on the cross out of full charity for us. And we're called to imitate him and do the same. To receive that suffering, that difficulty that's given to us, offer it to the Lord. And to receive just as a child would receive and be completely dependent on God. So to be great in the eyes of the Lord, let us receive what he wants to give to us. Recibe ese grande ante los ojos del Señor.